We've been watching as the celebrities have dropped like flies on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And the latest one, of course, we knew him from a previous season of Married at First Sight, is Ryan Gallagher. He joins us right now. Ryan, you're out of the jungle and I assume there's no one in there you're ever going to want to talk to again, right?
Not the case at all. You didn't know that. Now, no, everyone that's left in there, it means a lot to me. They're all lovely.
Now, one person that obviously means a lot to you, we've got to ask about Charlotte. Are you really going to go to the UK and try and live with her?
No, we're not going to the UK. That's not happening.
No.
We spoke about this. She shut it down very quickly.
Right.
We'll work that out when she gets out and see what happens and see where it goes. We're not putting pressure on each other. We're just playing it as it comes. But at the moment, it's going very well. If it continues, then who knows?
Okay.
I don't think I'll be going there. I think she'll be coming here.
Okay, here's something I've got to ask. Because, you know, when you're not necessarily official, like, you're out now. You're in real life. What do you do, Ryan? Do you treat it like you're in a relationship? Or
do you
live your life?
No, I don't do anything because she's not out yet. I'll figure that out when she gets out. I don't know how to feel. I've just come out where I can actually sleep in a bed, so I've got other things to worry about right now.
Yeah, fair enough.
I sort of want to grab my pillows and blankets and go out in the lawn and sleep normally, because that's normal now.
Now, we wanted to talk about your sleeping arrangements. Now, you and Charlotte, you know, you started to form a bit of a relationship. Was there any hanky-panky that went on in the jungle?
No hanky-panky. It's a family show, isn't it?
Wow.
You don't do that.
They might not show
not
it, though.
At first sight. No, it's not that. First dates, it's I'm a Celeb. We kept things very, very G-rated.
Was it hard to?
Was it hard to? Key word there. It was both of those. Yes, it was hard to. I was the only person that walked out gaining weight, and it wasn't in my belly.
Ryan, we're also a family show, mate. So.
Oh, I love it. Now, you did so well living in the jungle for that long. I mean, it's definitely something not a lot of us could do. What was the worst thing about living in jungle life?
You know what? The food was great, but there just wasn't enough of it. So it was just portions. That was probably the worst part, was just not being able to feel full.
Right.
And
so you didn't mind the food, though.
I lost 10 kilos.
Yeah,
no,
wow.
No, I didn't care. It doesn't bother me. My old boys always said something, and it's so true. When you're hungry, you'll eat anything. And you literally will.
Yeah.
So and at one stage, I drank a penis shake. So you literally will eat anything.
Oh.
I've heard that. Mate, it stunk. Oh, my God.
Is that probably one of your worst memories of the jungle?
Yeah, it's got to be one of them. It was definitely the worst smell I've had there, and I cleaned out the long drop. So it had fermented milk and gizzards and everything. It was just, you can't describe it. The taste wasn't as bad as the smell, and because the two are together, you just literally, I remember looking upwards, gagging, and I spewed, and it came back down like a fountain.
Oh.
It just was not good.
I think I nearly sympathy spewed just then, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that made air, but you do know about it now.
That's put off my brekkie for sure.
Yeah, sorry to everyone else. Ryan, now that you're out of the jungle, you're going to be obviously waiting for Charlotte, but and you're going to be enjoying a good bed, but what's the first other thing you're going to be doing now you're out of the jungle?
I went for a swim in an actual pool now. I didn't have to go into a water hole. I didn't have any cameras watching me, so I went for a swim, and then I had a beer. So
nice.
The beer was the best thing. They had a champagne for me when I walked out, and that was probably the biggest letdown of 2020.
They had a what?
I wanted a schooner.
Oh, you wanted a beer?
Champagne.
Oh, champagne, yeah.
But don't worry, I drank four of them, so it wasn't good fun.
Good work. Glad to see you on form. Look, mate, you do well being out of the jungle. Can't wait to hear what happens with you and Charlotte after she gets out. But thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Bye.